Today is Kirstjen Nielsen's last day as head of the Department of Homeland Security. Nielsen resigned on Sunday and becomes the latest member of the Trump administration to resign or be fired. Her departure also places her on a so-called blacklist created by civil rights and immigration groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center, America's Voices, and the National Immigration Law Center are some of the organizations calling on companies not to hire senior Trump administration officials involved in planning, carrying out, or defending the separation of migrant children from their parents. The request was made in a letter sent to the CEOs of all Fortune 500 companies and in an ad in Sunday's New York Times.
Today, leading companies understand that they have a responsibility to respect human rights, and that extends to all aspects of their business. So actually, companies like Microsoft, Intel, Chevron, Pepsi, or in the Phoenix area, Freeport, they have formal human rights policies and management systems to ensure that they don't infringe on human rights directly or indirectly.
That's Ferris Natour, who leads a human rights and business initiative at the University of California, Berkeley. He says more companies are taking action when consumers, or in this case civil rights groups, make such a public request.
They've put in place human rights teams. Pepsi, for example, has a chief human rights officer. So I think for companies, it's about hiring people that align with their values and that have demonstrated an understanding of and the ability for navigating complex challenges like this one.
And sometimes those people come from the federal government. Natour says there are many companies who would be happy to have someone from our White House administration on their staff.
I think there's always a range. I think for all companies, access to government officials is important, and having the ability to engage in public policy is important. So I don't think any company would have kind of a blanket policy to not hire anyone who served in the Trump administration.
Natour says human rights concerns, whether they come from organizations or individuals, are a core part of running a business. In the end, he says companies are looking for leaders who align with their values and have a record of effective leadership.